The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is the B-List. I'm B. I'm joined here by a special guest. She's a return guest. A lot of return guests recently. I love it. Once you like figure out what you, who you like, you just get them back and then they're like always on the couch. It's Mandy Slutsker.
People Slutsker, slut like flute.
Yeah, it's so easy to pronounce it the other way if you see it spelled out. So
yeah, no, whenever people ask for like a reservation or like, can we have your last name? I'm like, slut, S-K-E-R.
Sluts.
Like they're like, oh, I'm trying to close my bar, you know, my bar tab.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what's the last name? I'm like, just look for slut.
Just look for the
slut. They always find it.
Mandy has her own podcast called Is This Real Life with Mandy Slutsker. And I was actually on it earlier this week, but it's not airing until probably after this one comes out.
Yes, it'll come out on Sunday, mm-hmm. July 9th.
We talked primarily about Summer House Martha's Vineyard, my recent obsession, as you guys know. I've told you guys at this point, if you haven't watched it, you're just being a hater. I don't know what to say.
It's so good.
I love it. It's over.
You want to always be left wanting more.
Yeah.
Like that's what they say, right? And
yeah.
So they did that and we want more and we're ready. And I'm already here for season two. I want like,
we're going to get it all. We're going to get it. And I feel like they'll probably start filming it in the end of summer again, probably like in September.
Probably. I think it's really hard to get a house of that size.
When is Labor Day?
Labor Day is, I think it's late this year or like maybe September 4th. Oh yeah. It's always in September, but it's early September.
That's my next summer house.
You're going.
Mm-hmm. But to
where are you going?
Fire Island.
Fire Island Pines.
Doop, doop, doop. Yep. We need Summer House Pines.
We do. I would watch the shit out of that.
But it would have to be all black like this, like Martha's Vineyard one, because it would just hit different.
And yeah, I mean, I would love that. I love
it
all.
And all my black friends, we were like, we're going to get a house. We said we were going to do it for Juneteenth this year, but we didn't end up doing it in time. Next year, we're going to do it. We're going to have like a cookout. It's going to be a whole thing next year.
Sounds so fun.
So much fun.
I've never been to Fire Island, but I have my brother's best friend goes there all the time. Mm-hmm. He's actually straight, but he just like loves Fire Island.
No, yeah, there's a lot of people that are straight.
Yeah.
I mean, there's straight parts of it as well, but that's just not like reachable walking distance really. But yeah. Is Canada still on fire? Because like, we're still getting,
yes.
Okay.
It has never not been on fire.
Because I keep getting these notices, like these advisories, and I'm like, are y'all still like, what's going on? Do y'all need water?
Yeah,
like, what's going on?
So, and it's everywhere. So if because the wind apparently moves everywhere. Okay. And so I'm in Minneapolis
That's
right now
sort of
while we're recording. And we had like one of the worst air qualities in the world, like worse than most places in India or China. And it was like us in Chicago the other day. And then today DC is really bad. And I don't really know exactly what's happening, but apparently these wildfires are not where people are. Like, it's not burning anyone's homes. It's just
Burning up other like natural inhabitants.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that are like, very apparently dry already.
Just like animals' homes, but who cares about those? You know?
Sad.
Oh my God. Okay, so many things are going on this week. Let's just get right into it. SCOTUS just today.
Affirmative action.
Affirmative action done away with. They brought out, Fox News brought out Tim Scott to go dance on the grave of affirmative action. I hate that motherfucker, by the way, Tim Scott. I just cannot fucking stomach him ever. Like, even before he was a presidential candidate. But like the fact that Fox News keeps him on retainer, like they just like call this motherfucker up on speed dial anytime they're like, oh, we need a black. And then they bring in Tim Scott and he's like going to dance on the grave of affirmative action. I'm like, just shows you everything that you need to know about the way that the right views this man. It's like, I have a lot of emotions from today. So like, there's so many different, you know, and the fact that like so many people have been, are so like ill-informed about, but it's not, I don't blame people for being that ill-informed about what affirmative action truly, or who it really benefits or what it really is about, because it's something that all is all encapsulating. Yeah. It's like, it's women. It's gender. It's so many. It's like, it's not just, I think it's been sold to people as just being about race and specifically brown people. And it's, that's what they wanted you to think, because I don't know. There's so much I want to say.
It's sad. You know, I work in the field of public health and global, but you know, for an organization that's domestic, and it really does impact the diversity of a medical school class.
Yeah.
And a residency program really does impact the learning and impact the types of doctors that we get, right? We like know that there are problems with representation in medicine. We know there are equity issues within medicine. We know there is like race-based medicine that has been occurring, you know, and we need something like affirmative action to help fight it, right? The more Black doctors, the more doctors of color, different ethnicities, you know, you're able to learn alongside your peers. And
it's just women in general, like having more women in colleges in the past 40 to 50 years, it's like, it can only benefit us to have more, you know what I mean? It's
like, what are they going to do about the whole like push for women in STEM?
Like there's so many, there's so many social and, logistical implications that this is going to now have. I mean, obviously we'll get somehow through it as we did a year ago when they took away the woman's right to choose. So it's like, you know, but yeah, who knows what next
year
will be. It's
so shitty. I love how they do it though. I do have to respect the court for like them giving out decisions that you, that are for people like you and me who share kind of a political belief system, like we think are positive. So they released all the like decisions that like wouldn't be controversial. And we're like, oh, that ain't so bad. That ain't so bad. That ain't so bad. And then like, we're like, we know one is coming. Boom. And they drop it. They just love doing that. At least it wasn't after 5 p.m. on a Friday, which is usually how they like to do shit.
Right. Yeah.
Or I know, they have like the 10 a.m. sort of scenario where they have the like SCOTUS watch, but I don't know, when they have to make some sort of in between ruling, they always do it after 5 p.m. on a Friday.
It's true. And then they also, at least they didn't wait till right before 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. They waited one day before.
There you go. So that's a mess. I just found out that the Ocean Gate is still selling tickets until 2024.
I saw that too. I guess if since it's the ocean, maybe it's unregulated by any sort of body. So maybe they can just do whatever they want.
That's so crazy. It is. That's so crazy. I mean, it's something that I've never really had to think about.
I don't have to
think about it. It's like, you know, I'm only thinking about it because
where's the company registered? Because the company has to like,
I wonder
in a country, right?
Yeah, I would imagine it would either have to be Canada or the US. I don't think
like
it's because it's close enough.
it's like close. No regulations.
Isn't it closer to like, okay, this is going to sound stupid. Isn't it closer to Newfoundland?
I know, right? I just was joking about like registering in like Cayman Islands or Greenland or something, like, you know.
Well, hey, listen, if they do anything like they do their forests up in Canada, then it could very well be Canada. Like the way they, if they treat their oceans like they treat their forests. And also, if y'all are so close to the ocean, never mind.
I don't know.
I'm sure they'll figure it out.
I didn't pay attention to that story when it was going on for some reason. Oh, and then like, I didn't know there were people in there and I made an inappropriate joke.
Oh, it's fine. Everybody else is making jokes about
I
it.
I know, but I actually wouldn't joke about people's lives being taken. You know, I was like, why is everyone freaking out? And then finally someone was like, yeah, I was like, are there people in there? They're like, yeah. I was like, what idiots would do that?
Billionaires. I wonder what housewife would do it. Like, if you had to like pick out who would do it, like who has like kind of like this kind of, I'm that crazy, I need to thrill seek.
Monique Samuels.
She absolutely would. You are absolutely right. If she is a bungee jumping type of skydiving, rock climbing. Yeah. No, I could see that.
I mean, she lived with a wild bird.
Bronwyn would.
Bronwyn would do anything to get her picture taken. So like, she wouldn't even care if she was putting her life at risk. She would just be like, oh my God, this is a moment for queer people.
And I have to
sorry.
I have to say, I know, I've met her. I know she's a really nice lady, but yeah, it's come on. It's like, it's funny. It's like at this
it's
point.
Funny. It's funny. She's someone who's thirsty. She's openly thirsty and she loves to represent a community that she just recently came out into. And it just makes me laugh because she's just like, yeah, we're like moving to Tennessee because we're like turn Tennessee blue and y'all means all like the hashtag. And I'm like, this is insane.
I stopped kind of like trying to understand. It's a lot. Those were weird years on OC, but we're going to talk about OC. Biden's on a CPAP machine. Everyone's freaking out about it, not realizing that millions of Americans use CPAP machines.
Isn't it like one in four people has CPAP apnea?
It's like,
or something crazy.
Yeah, it's
like
CPAP apnea. I don't know.
I mean, by that age, I think everyone should be on a machine.
Fox News was like dragging him about it. And it's like,
no, they were not.
Yeah, they were for like hours.
They were all on CPAP machines.
Right? Half their audience is like at home in a trailer on CPAP machines. Like, be real. Be fucking serious right now. Like, all the senior citizens that watch that shit. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. People like act as if he's so old. And I understand he is.
He is fucking old. I mean,
he's an older man, but he's so with it for someone of that age. And he has just got a wealth of experience and he keeps doing stuff. And I don't know, like if you see him, you know, at an event and he just is talking without notes, I'm impressed by, I mean, most politicians are like that, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that a lot of people that criticize him are fucking, you know, they're probably like 30 somethings and they probably have no short-term memory because of all the drug use that they probably accumulated.
You know,
I'd rather, I honestly don't know who should be our president at this point. Like, it should just be a ChatGPT machine and we could just like.
Actually, I think that might work better.
Yeah, honestly, for the future.
We have right now.
Well, lucky for us, it'll probably happen. So,
kind of scary.
CNN was thirst trapping over RFK Jr. this week. Did you see my story about this?
I think I did, where he was like,
they were
in
like
jeans, but doing push ups, which is honestly
to
like
Eye of the
serial
Tiger.
killer. Like, what? Who does push ups in denim?
So like the ex-cons that work out at my gym do, but yeah, just Tim and them. Like that's
okay. Him and that group.
Yeah.
He is such an asshole.
Yeah.
You know what? When your entire family has to write an op-ed distancing themselves from you.
Yeah.
You're the problem. It's you. He's insane. He's always trying to, you know, people act as if the types of conspiracy theories that he has are not dangerous, but like, I don't know, go to Samoa where I think 32 kids died of measles after he spread a huge anti-vax misinformation campaign there. It is really dangerous. And he's vaccinated. His wife is vaccinated. And all his kids are vaccinated. His entire family is vaccinated. And now he's just like, I don't even know what is possessing him, like how you don't understand Bronwyn. Like, I could never understand why this man is trying to sow doubt in the American public about, and not just the world, about just basic routine vaccines. He's not a COVID vaccine guy. He's like all vaccines.
Basic, right? Like all vaccines, And it's also crazy.
Yeah, he's
because,
like, let's
nobody
bring back polio.
And he's like ripped, but no one is that ripped at 70 without a little help. So how the fuck are you, like anti-vax, but pro steroid? Or, I mean, I'm not saying he is pro steroid, but like looks.
Well, it's all the people who were like asking what was in the vaccine that are getting filler, you know?
Yeah.
And Botox. Please. And it's like, don't ask what's in the vaccine. You drink a Diet Coke at lunch.
Yeah. I'm like, let's be fucking serious. A deeply unserious person, but I'm used to seeing those these days. So
he's someone who I find like extra bad just because the field I'm in, I'm like, oh,
he's so terrible. Dangerous. But just in my like craziness of like the heat of summer, and I'm literally just coming off of Pride. Like, I will be honest, if I did not know who he was and I saw like just from the, maybe like didn't count the jeans, just from the waist up, I would be like, you guys don't jump me. But if I say,
oh, yeah, he's attractive. That's okay.
We'll move on.
It's okay. It's okay to acknowledge.
I had to send it to my friend and I was like, don't jump me, you guys. But if
you
should
have
seen, something.
I think I sent a similar text after I sat next to Paul Ryan on an airplane.
Oh, my God. You know what? We'll move on from this subject. You can get it.
Let's just be honest, okay? There we go.
I didn't say that, but Mandy did say that.
I did. I'm on the record.
Living up to the last name. Here we go. Oh my God. Speaking of slutty behavior, someone named Kempire. Okay, is that his? I don't even know. Do you know? Is that his like name?
I don't know if that's his name, but that's definitely the like handle he uses on social media.
Okay, so this guy has like a TikTok and a Twitter account and Instagram. Apparently, he's like kind of like a gossip blogger, a blogger, as they would say on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And he posted, it was like Friday of Pride weekend, and he posted a video, which looks like it was probably sent to him from a follower. It was like covertly taken so that Andy Cohen couldn't see it's Andy Cohen. And it was like at a gay bar or something like that. And it looked like they said it was Harlem. And there was like a black gentleman sitting on his lap, a younger man. And then Andy Cohen is like pinching the guy's nipples and like caressing them. Neither of these people knew that they were being filmed. This guy then posted it online with his reaction kind of clip of himself judging. And then people were like dragging it in the comments, kind of like slut shaming Andy Cohen, but he was kind of agreeing with them. The conversation turned into a race discourse. I mean, the whole thing was just like, so he got dragged anyways, but they dragged him straight though. Like the tide turned and people were dragging this person for 24
Finally,
hours for,
but
is this something that he does?
I'm assuming that he's like an aspiring content creator. And,
okay, yeah.
You know, people who are aspiring don't always make the best judgment because their goal is engagement.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so the fact that he would sell someone out, you know, potentially by putting this video up, we don't know who the other people in the video are. We don't know if they're out. And even if they are
potentially
like,
outed somebody.
That was my first thought. I was like, how dare you on Pride? This is supposed to be a safe space. And you're doing it because you think you're taking down this powerful, like quote unquote white man, you know? And I don't know. I just feel like it was done in really poor taste. And if people have issues with Andy Cohen, they need to keep that separate from wanting to film his private moments. Right.
Also, yeah, absolutely. And then also, what business is it of yours to even like judge if he is with a brown person? Like, wouldn't you actually think that would be like, is it better if he's like, doesn't like brown people? I'm so confused.
Okay.
Here.
So
like,
I was confused by this too. I think I sent you some of the comments I was getting from listeners of mine because I don't have a ton of followers, right? I just, you know, post what I think
because
and most people agree, you know,
I tweeted the guy and apparently I put my phone down cause it was Pride, you know, Friday and I came back Saturday. It blew up.
I had this happen to me 2 weeks ago. I made a post about RFK Jr.
Okay.
I basically,
but they agreed with me.
Posted New Yorker.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't know how many agreed or didn't agree, but I had like almost 13,000, like more than 13,000 like engagement. Okay. Like I was like, this is insane. So I like got rid of my phone for over a day. And then people, I was just like, I don't know how to silence this because I'm an idiot. And I'm just going to like put my phone in a drawer. But yeah, no, it's a mess. So basically people were saying that like they feel like he is owed a sort of public reckoning, or because he revels in the public shaming of people, is what someone said, which I don't think he does. He says he loves to see women denigrate, ask people about plastic surgery, weight loss, be completely inappropriate with men, young black men coming on his show. I don't know that.
The same is about Andy.
Yes. I don't know that I've actually seen him be inappropriate on a show. Who knows? And then he, you know, I don't know. A lot of people just, they say he's like, this is another quote. He's a coke whore that goes after very, very young men while he sits in his hosting chair and judges other people's actions.
What is the young men conversation? Because that seems to come up a lot. I don't know.
They're over 18. I don't know how this is different from like Robert De Niro or Al Pacino knocking up a 20-year-old that they're in a quote-unquote relationship with. Like, come on, you know. I don't think this is any different than heterosexual relationships that have large age gaps. And
no, and it kind of,
if everyone's consenting, like who cares?
Yeah. There's like two levels to it. It kind of like lends itself to the groomer conversation when it, as it pertains to like gay men. And it's always like, and also I get annoyed with the conversation about like, he's preying on young black men. And it's like, well, obviously the black guy's like sitting in his lap. They obviously know each other.
Pretty into it.
Yeah, pretty into it. He was pretty. And then it's like, just like mind your business. Like, why do we have to like take agency away from like black men? It's like also his choice to do what he's, it's not like he's like some like poor pitiful, like doesn't know what's going on. Like they are two consenting adults doing something and you need to mind your fucking business. And by the way, everyone, this is a full reminder that minding your business is not only free, but it's good for your health.
It is really good for your health. It really is.
I mean, listen, I'm nosy sometimes, but it doesn't pertain to like filming someone when they're in a sexual act. Like that's fucking just weird. Like that's because even
filming
though
anyone without them knowing is weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Like it's that's a weird thing to do. Yeah. Right. If I saw someone who was famous, like sitting somewhere, like why would I take a picture without, you know, unless I just like want to send it to like a family member and I'm like, guess who I'm sitting next to on the plane, you know, Paul Ryan.
There's different levels to it too, right? Because Bryn Whitfield did that today, I think, with a guy, hot guy on the train. She just said hot guys reading because, you know, that's an account. I guess there's like intent. I don't know. There's different levels to it for sure, and everyone has a different definition of it. But yeah, this was for sure fucking creepy. It was definitely loser vibes. It was definitely like dry coochie behavior. It was like giving like, I'm doing this from someone's basement. I've never been into an actual club. I don't know how to behave in public. Like I've never seen anything like this before. And I'm like kind of practicing internalized homophobia out in the open on like online. It's weird.
Yeah. Also in defense, I am someone who really enjoys the content that he produces. I watch What Happens Live. I enjoy it. I watch The Housewives. I enjoy that. So people who are like, you pit women against each other. I was like, I don't know that that's how I feel the Housewives are. I do think some of the fights can be like that. I don't know that he is the one pitting people.
He's just like an easy target because he's like the face of something. But I think that it's the same conversation we were just having about black men, the one that's on his lap. We act like these women don't have agency. Like they're consenting adults as well. They sign up for a show. They actually fight with each other. They're also adults. It's not like, I think the conversation that's like, he pits women against each other. It's not like he's some like mastermind and these women are really stupid. That kind of like, that degrades women to me, doesn't it?
Right. Like, yeah. Like, and if you don't enjoy it, then like, it's not for you. That's fine. It doesn't mean, there's plenty of things that I don't watch that I don't enjoy. Right.
But just because you disagree with it doesn't mean that housewives are stupid women. Yeah. That's actually worse to me than, you know what I mean? I don't know.
It's not like they're playing like in the NFL and going to get like traumatic brain injuries. Like there's like a whole lot of other behavior that I would judge prior to going on a housewives show.
Yeah. Then why wouldn't I say that we pit football players against each other?
And we do.
It's like quite literally and they get paid. The whole conversation. Yeah. It's just,
and you know what? I still watch football. Right. So like, I feel bad about it, but I watch it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mind my business and not think about what is happening in their brains.
Speaking of other kind of weirdly homophobic things that are going on the internet right now, why does everyone hate Kyle Richards so much? It feels like, have you seen this rumor going around?
Yes. Oh, I've looked into it.
There's been a weird rumor that Kyle Richards is lesbian or turned lesbian. And it's just some weird theory that someone came up with because she cuts her nails short now and hangs out with this like lesbian in particular.
So I don't even know if the woman, so the thing that I do think is a little bit odd, and I think it's a little odd that she's hanging out with a 28-year-old woman who is younger than her oldest daughter as a friend, right? I think it's sometimes if you don't have kids that age, but like if you have kids that age, it's a little different. I don't know. Yeah. I just think it's a little odd. It doesn't mean it's gay. It doesn't mean it's whatever. I just think it's a little odd. Yeah. So this woman is 28 years old and she's a country singer and Kyle is a fan of hers. And they somehow like linked up and became really good friends and traveled together and hangs out with Teddy and Kyle's other friends. Now, here is what I actually do believe. I think there is something going on in Kyle's marriage. And there's someone who created a TikTok, and I'm not even on TikTok, but someone sent me this, where she like, this woman is brilliant, created a graph of like every time Kyle mentioned Mauricio or something about him in her Instagram stories. And basically there hasn't been any positive engagement since 2022. Like even Father's Day, she was just like, you're such a great father. Not like, wow.
Not like a great husband.
To you. Yeah. I don't like, no, like love, nothing like that. He wrote something for her birthday and she didn't comment on it. They normally do comment on those sorts of things.
Yeah.
It does feel like something's a little off. And people who are at filming did say for a bunch of the stuff for Beverly Hills have said that there seems to be some coldness between them. But that doesn't mean that that means that she's like hooking up with this new young friend of hers. Right.
Yeah. 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 Definitely. Two things can be, you know, one thing
or
can be
she
true
could
and the other.
Be. But yeah. People are like saying, oh, it's giving Chrishell vibes, Chrishell and G Flip. I'm like, can we not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Shame that relationship. Like, let's just let Kyle live. I don't think Kyle is that problematic. I don't know.
No,
people.
I really don't. And listen, I hope she does become a lesbian. So maybe y'all will stop hating her as much as y'all fucking do. Cause it doesn't make any sense. She's so unproblematic. She really just kind of like minds her business. She cries more than any housewife that I've ever seen. She's like constantly being ripped at the seams by her sisters or
she is, although they apparently have all made up.
Good. I hope this sticks, you know?
So me too. I think that people's issues with Kyle are that they remind her of someone in their life that annoys them or frustrates them or that they don't like. And they take all their hate and you know, frustration with that one person and put it on Kyle because like she triggers something in them. And I just don't understand.
Yeah. No,
I don't know. I just don't get it. I'm like, she's not that bad. I don't know. Also, like, these are housewives. Like, you shouldn't let them get to you that way. If they bother you that much, turn the TV off.
Yeah, it gets like it's too much, people. Like, especially for someone is like so like there's nothing that happens on Beverly Hills that's worth getting this upset over. Like, that's just like the most
toxic. Except for season two, Taylor Armstrong.
Well, yes, we're going to talk about her. Oh, my God.
That's pretty terrible.
Speaking of an ally, more than an ally.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll get. OK, so we'll talk. Right. Well, yeah. OK, so that's one of the things on my list.
OK, let's get into it.
Taylor Armstrong being bisexual. Had no fucking clue. No idea. Who would have known? But I'm so happy she's back. She is honestly the shining light on Real Housewives of Leo C, which we'll talk about in depth in a minute. I'm glad she's back. She's chipper as ever. I missed her. I didn't realize how much I missed her. I loved her in Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Me too.
She's still kind of like the same Taylor in that she is like, just like lights are on, but no one's like,
no one's home.
Always. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the best way possible, because she's perfect for these types of shows. I love it. And I think she looks great. And I'm just happy that she's there.
She looks great, but I do have an issue with whatever makeup she's putting on her cheeks. She has very intense cheekbones and she needs to think about that prior. Uh-huh. Like whatever the makeup is may look good in the mirror, but it doesn't look good on the camera.
She's looking really OC.
Right? They all she's kind of look that way, OC. But she looks even more, you know, she was on Watch What Happens
She
Live.
Looks the most OC than all of them, I think.
Her and that Jen with two N's.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Who I also like, but you have kind of weird feelings about.
I have some weird feelings about how she spoke about being a foster mom and an adoptive mom. That was a little odd, where she like was comparing her kids to a foster kid, like, hey, look at this kid and like how hard his life is. You should feel grateful.
As a, like a like, learning, as like a this learning is a, moment.
Like learning experience for your biological children. Right. But I love a Jen with two N's. So, you know, haven't met a Jen with two N's that I don't like. So
I've never thought about that, but that could be something.
I do. I really, I have a good friend who's a Jen with two N's. And ever since then, every time I meet a Jen with two N's, they end up being a pretty decent person. And I think she is a decent person. I just think the way she phrased it was a little bit,
it's a little bit iffy. Yeah. Backtracking just for a second, people that go on TikTok and create that account, like you talked about, that like kind of like literally look at the analytics. Yeah.
If you're making like a pivot table,
a pivot table of like a fucking married couple that you've never met from reality TV, it's kind of insane. But also sometimes I'm like, you know, like, sometimes some of these girls that do makeup or just like really get like make these kinds of accounts on TikTok, they should be working for NASA sometimes, because the way that people have, I mean, these accounts are so insane. I told you that the people that found the house on Martha's Vineyard, that the house was filmed at, and literally they were like, well, it has to be on this street because of like the view, and it has to be this distance from the highway. And they found it, and it was like an Edgartown Martha's Vineyard.
I'm telling you, Bravo viewers are the best detectives.
Yes.
We all have an element of like Meghan King in us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or if we want to, we can put on our detective hat and we can actually like figure out and do some deductive reasoning, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it's like an LSAT question. Like, okay. 15 people are living in a home on Martha's Vineyard. And like you ask those things and then eventually you figure out what neighborhood it's in, right?
Yeah, they're going to find out the exact time period that the show was filmed, the even down to their bedtimes. It's insane.
Right?
But getting y'all right into Real Housewives of the OC. So because I was just watching Angels Like This, just like that before this. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, this show and Just Like That and Real Housewives of the OC, I feel like it's the early 2000s again, because both shows have hit their stride and it feels like we're right back. And Just Like That felt like season maybe 4 or something of Sex and the City, or season 5, one of the later seasons. And then OC feels like it's the year 2010 again or something.
It does. I'm appreciating it. I'm behind on And Just Like That. But
you're going to like this newies. People go up and down with it, but
some of the writing is a little cringe, but I can't not like it, you know?
Yeah. I think this is the best episode that they've had so far of both seasons. It's a true return to form.
Okay. I hope Miranda returns to form, cause I miss her. I don't know what's happened to her.
But yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I hope so, because I miss her personality and I feel like she's been like weird, but, yeah, OC, I'm appreciating the types of arguments. I mean, fighting over leaving a script on a table and who called or didn't call about offering a part and, you know, someone's IMDb page. I mean, it is good.
Petty, low stakes drama, but it's not low stakes to like Heather Dubrow, because this is her world, which is makes it even funnier. Because I mean, you know that Heather's not joking about this.
No,
brought up her IMDb page and you know this is the one thing. And the thing is that, you know, Taylor, it also matters to Taylor, because she doesn't want to look like a chump in front of Heather Dubrow, because she probably like respects Heather Dubrow kind of, but she's really probably annoyed that Heather Dubrow didn't give her. Yeah.
Heather Dubrow litigated her argument as if she was like in front of the Supreme Court. I mean, she had.
No, she did not come up for air.
Not once.
The camera changed angles 5 times and she was still talking, doing her argument. And I was like stuck to the television. I didn't want to blink. Season 9, Heather's back.
She left no crumbs. Like it. Yeah. And her arguments all made sense. I think it was her tone how I think the women are on Taylor's side, because they've all been on the receiving end of Heather.
They're annoyed with it.
That I don't understand is like, why do they give Heather that power to make them feel small? because only you can really allow yourself, like if you decide that someone's opinion doesn't matter, then you don't really care what they say about you. But for whatever reason, they care so much.
I think that literally this entire cast cares what the viewers think, not what they think.
Yeah, but they do allow her to make them sometimes feel bad. I understand Shannon would say, because I think she had all these. And when she first started on the show, she was insecure about so many things. Yeah. I love her now that she's just like showing us herself and she doesn't have to act a certain way in front of a guy that she's with or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just herself.
Heather, I think it's for me, I'm really loving Heather this season.
Love it.
Loving. They're definitely in their Renaissance era. If you guys aren't watching Real Housewives of the OC, go back and just start from the very beginning of the season. It's only what, like 4 episodes so far, but it's picked up ever since Taylor showed up.
Did you see the never before deleted or never before shown scenes?
That's what
from
I watched
last week. Okay.
I watched it on Peacock. So that's
that's the version you get. Maybe I should watch everything on Peacock. That would make so much
more
sense.
The only version I ever see. So
I didn't see the version where Emily was like, you know, Emily's a trained lawyer and she worked as a lawyer for a while. Mm-hmm. She is tearing apart Jen's argument and story about her husband.
Right.
Basically saying, like, you got involved with this guy and then you got her boyfriend, you got involved, you got your parents or your family to get your husband a job in Oklahoma. So he'd move to Oklahoma so you could have your boyfriend move in and raise your kids. Like, it's so funny that she's the one that was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to get my foot off your neck. Like, I am going to keep badgering you until you admit to us the truth.
I think that would have been so amazing if Emily was on this vacation.
Yes,
that's all she would have talked about.
I felt so much like anxiety just watching her say that she had COVID. I knew this is what was going to happen because I last summer was supposed to go on a trip to the Hamptons and I had never had COVID. And like a few days before, got a scratchy throat and was like, let me just double check. And sure enough, couldn't go on the trip. And then because I had made so many of the reservations, my friends still went and it would be like, your table is ready.
Oh my God. Oh my
God. I'm like shivering and like sick on the couch. Like, fuck you. And I lost money from it. It was like all the worst things. Didn't get to actually go, lost money, and was continuously reminded throughout the week while I was actively sick.
Because there are so many Americans that would just fucking go.
Because I don't want to get my friends sick. I need to make sure I don't get, you know, also like when you don't feel good, you're like, do I really want to drive like 7.5 hours to Montauk?
Absolutely not.
No.
You guys watch Real Housewives of the OC. They're in the Renaissance era.
Love it.
And Just Like That. Both are eating right now. It's really good. I want to ask you, right before that, just on the topic of And Just Like That, I'm hearing the worst things about this show Glamorous with Kim Cattrall on Netflix.
Oh.
Have you heard of this?
I have. I saw it. An ad for it. Okay, sorry. An ad for it. I saw of it, but I don't know anything. I don't know like what
someone
role
said it was the worst show they ever saw.
No.
They said it was the worst show they ever saw. That poor lady. She should just come back to this show.
She should. I don't really understand. Like, again, for me, I feel like Sarah Jessica Parker operates in sort of the same plane as like Kyle Richards. Like, what did she do to you?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe she triggered something in Kim Cattrall. You know, like, I can't imagine Sarah Jessica Parker being as horrible.
No, you could trigger me all day for $3 million. Please.
Right.
I don't care. However, I don't know exactly what they're being offered, but there is no amount of money. I don't think that like we couldn't talk about to where I would make it work, basically.
Right.
Like it doesn't make any sense. I want to ask you, what's your, what's first on your list?
Oh, for my like top like three things I'm really into right now.
Yes.
Okay. So you're gonna give us first, your list. I'm not normally a nail person, but I've gotten into this new nails that I have right now that are Gel X nails.
Okay.
Where they put the sort of what is called like Apres gel or whatever on top of your nail and they won't chip or break for at least 4 weeks. And
that's good. Do they put it under the blue light thing? Is it that?
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I've never had
I've seen acrylic nails before either.
So these are supposed to come off easier where you put them in acetone and they just sort of come off.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one.
So
they didn't have these when I was growing up, but I spent a lot of time as a child of a single mother, as a only child of a single mother in nail salons, watching my mom get her nails done. And yes. I would pick the color.
Oh, honestly, you would pick the color? She let you pick the color? I love that.
Like a good day. it's like one of those smells for me. I love the smell of a nail salon.
Oh, I like the smell of chlorine.
I love that too. And gasoline.
Oh, not gasoline for me.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. There's not a lot of smells I don't like. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really enjoying these nails. And I'm normally not someone who gets sort of the fake nail thing. I usually use my real nail.
No, they look good. I like that.
They look so good. And people just keep commenting. I'm like, oh my God, your nails look amazing. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Now you're stuck to acrylics, right?
No, probably not. I'll probably go back.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Cause these aren't technically acrylic. They're made of like a totally different material.
Well, when you cut them short, watch, everyone's going to be saying that you're a lesbian.
No, cause mine are
like they did Cal Richards. Girl, they were saying that she's a lesbian. They said they saw her get her nails cut. They were like, oh my God, she must be eating pussy. They were flipping out online. They were zooming in on her fucking nails on Twitter. They were like, she must be eating a pussy. It was so homophobic.
Sometimes your nails just need a break, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, me as a kid growing up in nail salons, I know your mom has to take a break sometimes and not do acrylic all the time.
Right.
It's really bad for your nails to get, all the time.
All the time. Yeah. So what's first on your list?
It was Taylor. Taylor being bi. Well, let's go over to the bonus because I want to finish up our lists over there. And I want to talk a bit about Summer House Martha's Vineyard and also our predictions for this plain Summer House, which I don't even know at this point. Like,
oh, I'm into it.
Bother. Yeah. I mean, I'm watching it. Obviously, I'm going to watch it, but I'm going to hate it. I want to talk about Marlo on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I want to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey a little bit. Speaking of, literally right before we got on here, I was on Twitter and there were paparazzi shots of Melissa at a gas station.
I saw that. So you can't actually pump your own gas in New Jersey. So she must be either.
Yeah, it was probably New York. She's probably in New York, but even in New York, there's not paparazzi anywhere. She was like posing for a paparazzi shot and everyone's like, yeah. And she was in a kind of like a rainbow fishnet.
Sort gown, of like
a maxi like, dress.
I thought it was something you'd wear over a swimsuit going to the pool, but.
someone in the comments said something about her being I didn't say it, y'all. They said she's like a because they were saying that she's being like a fame whore with the paparazzi shots. They were like, she's a more hands-on Bronwyn. I was like, oh my God. That's crazy.
I didn't know that people actually called paparazzi on themselves until all this stuff happened with Bronwyn. And people were explaining that like there's literally no paparazzi in the OC at the beach. And they're just like, she told someone that she was going to be there. But also
Heather Dubrow called it on herself in the OC.
Oh God.
Anytime you see paparazzi shots in New York, and if it's not in front of like NBC Universal Studios or something like that, it's someone called them. And in New Jersey, absolutely. I promise you, no one's hanging out the Garden State Plaza with a fucking camera waiting for any of these housewives to pull up. But honestly, that's why I love those cities. Like if you see a paparazzo in Paramus or in Potomac, it's because someone fucking called them.
Oh yeah. There's not even like a retail in Potomac.
Yeah. Like, so yeah, but that's why I like those shows because you don't know what's going on.
I know. I appreciate it. I really do. You know, we don't know what's going on with Beverly Hills. Have you noticed since Lisa Rinna has been gone? And so
I know. And I kind of like it, but it also makes me think that probably nothing's going on. But then watch, we'll get the trailer and then it'll be like the world's literally crumbling. But who knows? Tell the people really quick where to follow you on social media and where to find your podcast. Is This Real Life?
Thank you so much for having me. So you can follow me on social media. You type in @MandySlut and I guarantee you I will come up. And it's Mandy with a Y, just like Mandy Moore. And you can find my podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Is This Real Life? And again, if you type in Mandy Slott, I probably will show up. And that's just a way to remember me by.
I'm sure if you type in Pet Shop Boys Slut, I'm going to pop up too. So for very different reasons, but hey, what can you do?
What can you do? We take what we get. I remember my mom telling my sister-in-law, like, you know, you don't have to change your name. She did anyhow.
Well, you're dating now. So, you know, you might.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that I would change my name at this age in my life. I feel like if I was like in my 20s.
Okay.
Maybe because but now I don't know.
I like my last name. I'm not switching it.
Yeah.
Not that I even have the prospect of getting married or having kids. So, you know.
You have the prospect. It just may not be your choice.
That's true. That's true.
Let's get it correct.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go over to the B side. We're going to finish up our lists. We're going to talk about a lot of amazing and crazy things that I've seen this week. And yeah. We'll talk over there. Guys, follow me on, well, you already follow me on socials because why else would you be here? Go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episodes. You can get this one and many more there. And we'll talk soon. I love you guys and I'll talk to you next week. Follow us to the B-side.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.